19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of July, 1799, the Rosetta Stone is found in Egypt. The stone allowed the translation of ancient hieroglyphics and brought understanding to an indecipherable language. And yet, most people still haven't got the foggiest idea of what Congress is talking about. Have a great July 19th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, the fake news media wants a confrontation with Russia and hate the fact that he'll probably have a good relationship with Putin. The president tells CBS News he told the Russian President Vladimir Putin face-to-face to stop trying to meddle in our elections.
I let him know we can't have this, we're not going to have it, and that's the way it's going to be.
The president yesterday said no to a reporter asking whether he believes the Russians are still trying to interfere in our elections. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says, though, he was saying no to answering any questions. Meeting with foreign ambassadors today, President Putin calls his meeting with President Trump a success. One of the best hitters in baseball is moving to a new team.
The Baltimore Orioles trading their all-star shortstop to the L.A. Dodgers for five prospects after multiple reports throughout the last few days tying Machado to not only the Dodgers, but the Philadelphia Phillies and Milwaukee Brewers as well.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, Fox News. You report, you decide.
They get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Bailey. The Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
As the Beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady. Oh, yeah, and a dog.
Not just any dog, that's Bailey the Wonder Dog. Give her full credit as we say.
No!
Thursday goes by on a Blursday morning. Jay has random facts coming up. Get your note-taking devices. Play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. But first, the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
About to post a picture of some thunderstorms out of East Mississippi and West Alabama that will be moving southeastward as the day goes on. That could be a factor in our showers and storms as the day goes on. Partial sunshine today with a high temperature in the lower 90s, which scattered to numerous showers and storms being fueled by a stalled front, which is just south of Montgomery, between Montgomery and Greenville. Especially this afternoon and this evening, the storms will be most numerous. Mid-70s for a low tonight, very humid. Tomorrow, a routine summer day. That means a good bit of sun and only isolated storms. Many towns stay dry with a high temperature in the middle 90s, perhaps maybe up to about 94, 95. Heat index near the 105 danger range. And then the storm's chances ramp up by late Friday night and perhaps the wee hours of Saturday morning as we get a cluster of storms. You've heard us call them an MCS before. That is certainly a possibility. And the Storm Prediction Center has part of the state in a severe weather risk zone. More on that, we'll know a lot more tomorrow. Then on Sunday, storms thin out, more like a 30% chance. Right now, a few scattered clouds, calm winds, high humidity, temperature 74 at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. And let me talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lucar, because at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, they're ready to help you. In fact, even at 5 minutes after 4 o'clock in the morning. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why they are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And for over two decades, they've been second to none here in the River region. I use them. In fact, I don't even question about it. When I have a plumbing problem, it's automatically going to be Plumbing by Lucwire. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So, as they say at Plumbing by Lucwire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, let the professionals handle it for you. Call them at 264-9666, or you can visit, I'll say that again, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylucwire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
706.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic getting a report of an accident on Robinson Springs Road at Highway 14 over in Millbrook. That is a nasty one there. It's a head-on collision, so be careful over that way. That's about the only thing we've got working right now. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, both interstate systems and the 31s are all clear. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So yesterday, and I had to call Rich to commiserate. Yesterday, usually the 17th or the 18th, the electric bill comes in.
The mail you got.
So I hit the button on my email and...
Holy sh...
Almost $500.
Yeah.
I might have to start making those key lime pies again.
So I text back. I said, something's wrong. There's something.
Did you have a bad refrigerator?
Yes, that no doubt was a power drain.
When I had a bad AC unit at a place I was renting, my electric bill went up $225 in 1 month.
So we have we just got a basic replacement refrigerator coming, I think, this weekend. But I called Rick Clark. This is why you should try and win just by calling and saying hello. The Clark's Club membership. And how kind of him. He was in the neighborhood, so he came right over. And our filter was a little... Got to watch that filter. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. But need some insulation and stuff. So at least... I think I have an idea what caused it, but man, that was like...
Because I'm thinking mine was like closer to $300. It can't be...
That's what I'm thinking they should be at the peak of the summer.
Yeah.
But that was like... The only time... Last time I had that reaction was when I got a note from the IRS about some money I might have owed them.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bummer. But... and on top of that, you find out, hey, some of this was wasted because we had an inefficient appliance and yada, yada, yada. That Clark's Club membership is worth $159, and it will pay for itself because it'll help keep your electric costs down by making sure that your system is running efficiently. We give it away Friday morning here. So I can go to Food Outlet and save some of that money back. You guys had sirloins. That was the steak special last week.
So good.
New York strips next week. I don't mean to be predictable and boring, but that'll be your breakfast probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Steak again.
$10 at Food Outlet goes a long way. You could walk out. You take that in and walk out with 5 18.5-ounce Tony's pizza. Now, if a guy named Tony makes pizza, you know it's going to be good. Those are frozen. You just pop them in the oven for 10 minutes.
It's Jeremiah, you know.
I've never heard of Jeremiah's pizza. Tony makes good pizza. You can get yourself an 18 count of Sure Fine large eggs, $2.25 for a box of those. And how about 5 boxes of Kellogg's Pop-Tarts with change left over to buy a box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes? I'm serious. 5 boxes of Pop-Tarts and a big box of Frosted Flakes for less than 10 at Food Outlet. All 3 locations are cost plus 10. That's their pricing structure. And you can win that coming up with our pop quiz following Random Facts just ahead with Jay Scott. I'm still trying to come up with a good convoluted intro for that. I'm working on it. Then later this morning, we'll have our Morning Maroon nominees. Never fails. We got 3 good ones for that today. Right now, though, let's go down and get your local news at that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Democrat John Knight was not alone in having his primary voting record show incorrectly that he voted in the Republican primary. Knight and almost 24 other people discovered their primary party selection was changed, and now the Secretary of State's office is investigating. The Salvation Army thrift store on Atlanta Highway is closed right now after a tractor trailer backed into it, leaving a hole in the wall. The store is closed indefinitely, but they are accepting donations at the Maxwell Boulevard warehouse. And you can help students in Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
As you can tell, we're having some technical difficulties.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Oh my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
How come you're not a neurotic mess?
I don't know.
Please stay tuned for our Thursday show.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
All right, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening out there this morning, so let's go back down. We just got a fresh update from Rick Walker on situations that have developed already this morning at 7:15.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Continue to use caution over in Millbrook around Robinson Springs Road and Highway 14, a head-on collision in that area has things gummed up a little bit. Everything else looking pretty good. Not seeing anything on the interstate systems that'll give you any trouble. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. The 31's a little bit of congestion on Wetumpka Highway up around Redland Road. Otherwise, everything looks pretty decent. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July 19th is Stick Out Your Tongue Day. Now, I'm not sure why we celebrate this. It actually makes my announcer job kind of puff.
Oh, well. Have a happy Picotra Pong Day.
And now it's time for...
Five random
facts.
Okay. Five of them?
It's National Tongue Out Day. I was going to try and make that work, but... it wasn't meant to be.
We'll do it on the West Coast feed later.
I like that idea.
Did you know what that is that you brought up here?
It looks like some kind of tomato.
I went out to my garden yesterday, and this is all I had.
Oh, my God.
A little, full, beautiful red cherry tomato that I put in my pocket and forgot to take out, so it got a little busted up.
I got two from Bubba this morning in a bag.
I got to call my buddy Papa John and plow it all under. It's not happening.
We'll probably be getting two from Bubba later.
I think Papa John's had a couple of bad couple of weeks.
To what, Jay?
I never know.
Go ahead.
Did you know, during filming of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Gene Wilder liked to keep the kids on their toes. None of the kids had seen the chocolate room prior to filming the scene. None of them had ever heard his rant yet in the famous boat scene either.
Oh, it's scary.
Most of the looks of shock were genuine, and they thought Gene had completely lost his mind.
So good.
Did you know there was a pit bull mix named Dasha? Following being hit by a car, Dasha was shot in the head by a police officer in order to stop the suffering. At an animal control center, her body was put in a freezer. 2 hours later, she was found alive. She was taken into surgery and survived everything.
Holy crap.
Oh, man, I'm glad there's a happy ending to that story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to leave you. God, I wasn't going to... That's not how I was going to end.
Well, I mean, Jay, you've had some doozies on there before.
Only when there's like a some kind of mystery involved or just a...
Or if it's cat, because you don't care about cats.
That too. And it could be like
a... What's wrong with you? Cat fact! Yay!
Did you know that Princess Diana was the first prominent public figure in the UK to be pictured holding the hand of a person with AIDS?
Yes, I knew that.
In a hospital bed, an action which helped to change perceptions.
That's right.
On AIDS victims.
It was a big deal.
Did you know that China built a massive solar farm shaped like a giant panda? I mean, I don't understand why, but yeah, whatever. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that panda.
Oh, wow. It's cute. Really, it's cute.
I can just imagine looking out the window on the plane and saying, "Honey, is that a panda?"
That's a giant panda.
That's,
250-acre solar farm shaped like a giant panda. Oh, did you know the macadamia nut?
It's not a nut.
What? Really?
It's not a nut.
Is
it's
it
fruit?
Not? Is it not a nut?
Wait, what are you? Are you saying it's a fruit? What are you saying it is? If it's
I'm trying
not
to
nut?
Remember. It was on a Friends episode.
Oh, well then, sure.
It's got to be right.
Macadamia nut, yeah. I've
heard it's not a nut.
Anyway, the macadamia
is
nut.
Is it a fruit? Is that the random fact?
It only feels like a nut.
What
sometimes
did Ross say?
Sometimes. The macadamia nut has the toughest shell of any nut in the world.
But it's not a nut.
It requires 300 pounds per square inch to crack the shell.
It's a tough nut.
Tough nut to crack, yes. Did you know that several, and I'm going to maybe mispronounce this, the Mosler Safe Company, Mosler Safe Company, M-O-S-L-E-R?
I've seen that.
Several of those vaults were installed in Hiroshima's Mitsui Bank.
Mitsui.
Yeah, Mitsui Bank building prior to World War II. After surviving the nuclear attack on the island, the company became renowned for the strength of the vaults and would be the gold standard for blast doors during the Cold War.
That's interesting. I wonder if anybody... Well, you didn't know the bomb was coming. I was wondering if anybody was in the vault and survived.
Right. Did you know that Americans use 36.5 billion rolls of toilet paper every year?
And some people use a lot of toilet paper. I mean, a lot of toilet paper.
Well, yeah, isn't that proportionate to the...
What's her name that said you use one square?
Sheryl Crow. That was the dumbest thing any celebrity
one
ever
square.
Said.
One square, my...
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
A macadamia nut is actually a seed. Boom! Knowledge.
Next time your family says, let's get seeds.
The 36.5 billion rolls of toilet paper every year are made from 15 million trees. Also, this is going to be big. 473,587,000,000 gallons of water. That's over 10 gallons per roll.
Oh, my God.
253,000 tons of chlorine for bleaching. And 17.3 terawatts of electricity.
Terawatts.
It's very energy consuming to go to the bathroom, apparently. Whew. Did you know that a 20 foot long, 2,000 pound crocodile named Gustav terrorizes the people of a region in Burundi? He's responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people, is practically a mythical figure among locals, and all attempts to capture Gustav have failed.
Kind of like Bigfoot or Sasquatch? Is that kind of... Only it's real?
Only it's real, yeah.
Huh.
Like they have real, clear photos, not just a...
This is from National Geographic that I'm clicking on here.
Oh, well then of course it's legitimate.
Yeah, and so it's not a very big photo.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like he's anything, you know...
Oh, no.
Massive, yeah, but that's... it's just a crocodile.
Mm. Hey, as long as you're on National Geographic, they got any cool pictures?
Yeah, let's go to Africa.
I can't, you guys. Oh, goodness.
Did you know?
He sure does like that new subscription, honey.
Mallows Bay, along the Potomac River in Maryland, contains the largest collection of sunken ships in the Western Hemisphere.
In the Potomac?
Yes.
Huh.
You can actually see these if you go to Google Earth and you do the satellite view.
Yeah.
You can see, and I'm going to click on the view larger map here so maybe I can get a bigger...
So you can see at home.
...picture of this. No. I want to show Greg and Rich this.
What about me?
Well, you'll see it too. Can you see the outlines of all the ships that are down there?
That's pretty
From what era are those ships?
I'd have to look them up for you and let you know.
If it's Potomac, would it be Civil War?
I would
think. Possibly, yeah.
Because there were a couple of submarines and certainly other above water ships.
Yeah, I didn't think there were that many, but...
somebody's comment says at least one senator's car is in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Who was the guy? Who was the guy that drove into the...
I'll look that up for you. I'll let you know. Did you know that Mount Chimborazo is the highest point on Earth from the center of the Earth? And it is the closest point on Earth to the moon.
And what country or what continent is
Mount Chimborazo?
I think it's in the Smokies.
It's in the Andes.
South America.
Yeah, it is the highest mountain in Ecuador, so that's where it's located.
Ecuador.
It's the highest peak near the equator and is the closest point to the moon.
What's the highest capital in the world, highest elevation capital in the world?
That's a good question.
Do you know it, or are you just asking out of curiosity?
Yeah. It has to do with what you just said. It's Quito, Ecuador.
Oh.
And guess what? It's a Chile's city because it's so high up.
Yeah.
Guess what latitude it's on? Quito, Ecuador.
Quito, Ecuador. Latitude.
Ecuador.
The equator. Zero.
It's on 0 degrees.
Yeah. Oh,
Quito.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Huh.
I forgot about the Ecuador part.
Yeah.
I feel so dumb.
That's okay. It's all right.
And finally, did you know that honeybees that get drunk on fermented tree sap are denied access to the hive and are often attacked by the sober bees?
Isn't that the way it is in life?
Yep.
Jeez.
And those are your random facts.
All righty. You guys caucus on a pop quiz question. Well, I revisit the Jack Ingram website to remind everybody we've got students that are getting ready to head away to college. We have students who have gotten their driver's license this summer and would like to get to school on their own, and you need to get a car, or maybe a second car for the family, or for the carpool. So where can you go and buy with great confidence? And that name is Jack Ingram on the Boulevard, 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Everybody that has called me to say, hey, we went over there, we found what we were looking for, we love the price, we love the deal, they all talk about how different it is to shop for a car at Jack Ingram. It is not in any way, shape, or form. You see, what was that old movie, Used Cars and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. People, you know, there's this terribly negative impression, but it's not that way at all. It is the most unused car shopping experience you can have, with great selection, about 200 vehicles in all price ranges, starting as low as under 5,000 to over 25, all types and styles and models. And all of those vehicles have three things in common: great vehicle histories, bodies that gleam. So if you're buying something that's got a little age on it, the car still looks like it rolled out of the showroom yesterday. Two, interiors that were well-maintained, nice and clean. And most importantly, David Ingram's mandate to the mechanics at Jack Ingram: anything they take in trade, they're literally tasked with looking for a reason not to sell it, because they don't want to resell somebody else's trouble. If they come back with a clean report, that vehicle goes on the lot. Stop by and see Tip and the team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or shop online right now at jackingram.com. You should have done that one in the TV segment earlier today. Here's how we say
.com.
Yeah, I can.
Right now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here with today's question, Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Nothing to do with the pop quiz, but the shipwrecks, by the way. More than 100 of the vessels are wooden steamships, part of a fleet that was built to cross the Atlantic during World War I.
Really?
Most of those ships were obsolete upon completion after the end of the war.
Obsolete.
So they sunk them? They purposely sunk them? Is that what
seems to be the case, yes.
Huh. Well, in a river, though, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
I saw them sink ships, old ships, all the time, well offshore. And so you'd go and watch, find out when they were going to, you know, do an artificial reef, and they'd blow the thing up.
And sometimes they do that for fishing, right?
Yeah.
Because the fishes are...
They actually create habitats. But they take all the oil out. They clean the inside because they don't want to pollute.
It's kind of like when you put a fish in your... Or not a fish. When you put a ship in your fish tank.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
I can't keep a fish alive.
I thought you said something else in a fish tank.
Oh, no.
So
here's the pop quiz. Yes, there was a pit bull who went through a whole lot of issues, hit by a car, shot in the head, frozen, then was alive, went under surgery, and actually survived everything. What was the name of that pit bull?
That was the question I was going to suggest, too. How about that? I always feel good when I come up with something that you guys do.
Feel free to caucus with us.
No, he's actually doing something while we're...
That's true.
I am having mischief is what I'm having. Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. If you're listening on our SAP channel, the number is Arieco 334-27-2928. We need the name of that unbelievable dog that survived all of that stuff. 272-9228, $10 free shopping at Food Outlet is yours with the correct answer right now. As we hit the halfway mark, as the bus to Camp News and Views continues to plow forward.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Authorities still on scene in Millbrook. Robinson Springs Road at Highway 14. A head-on collision there a little bit ago. So be careful in that area. Just checked out the interstate systems. They're all clear. Not seeing anything around the boulevard. Maybe a little something over on North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road. Some backed up traffic over there. Otherwise, everything looks real good so far this morning. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. Give them a call at 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765 for Prestige Home Improvements. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's have that happy contest music. we get ready, Jay told the story of an amazing dog during Random Facts that had survived all kinds of things. A bullet, being put in a freezer. All we need is the name of that amazing...
That was like the second Random Facts, so it was a long time ago, but it's a pit bull mix. We just need the dog's name.
I hope Joe's got it.
Joe, it's yours to win.
You know the name of that dog?
Actually, I just got in on everything that he went through, so I don't, but I'll just say Lucky.
Oh, no, the dog is Lucky, but that's not the name.
I like that, guess.
I like that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't Lucky.
Yeah, okay. Apparently we went back too far in time, anyway, we need the dog's name. If you have the dog's name, give us a call, 272-9228, or we'll go to another question, maybe.
Or we'll go to the Libyan National Anthem until we
find
somebody.
That's not necessary.
Here
comes Colossal Fetus.
Oh.
Still can't believe we did that yesterday.
You know what the best thing in the world, not the best thing in the world, but one of the funniest moments of yesterday afternoon was when I took... Because I put that playlist together by hand every week, and I took it to the buttery one.
Yes.
For him to do his magic to it, and he had to add in Colossal Fetus. Like, that was on the paper with the cart number and all the information and stuff. Yeah. So he was on the phone. I drop off the piece of paper on his desk. I go back to my desk, and no sooner had I settled in my chair, hear the buttery one's voice from his office go, Colossal Fetus!
That whole thing yesterday reminded me when there were garage bands and stuff, and whenever garage bands tried to... They were like the old Harold Delaney. They used the old Harold Delaney thing playing Scrabble.
Right.
So if they wanted to write a song, they'd look around the room and they'd write a song about the first thing.
That they see.
Oh, chair.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So let's do a song about chair. Give me a house with chair. Strong, beautiful chair. Recline and stream and barka, barka lounger. Just get me done.
The, now, and when I hear names of groups, I'm thinking, oh, man, that's brilliant. Why didn't anybody come up with that before?
You know, I used to work for Styx.
Styx! Yeah.
I did? Well, that's not their original name. Their original name was TW4, and when they wanted to change it, we all came up with long lists of ideas. And it was JY that came up with Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, we've already been through there. Okay. Brooke, do you think you have the answer on this pop quiz question?
I do.
Oh. What is it?
That's the question Dasha. We ask after the...
What's the name?
Dasha.
Dasha is correct. Yes.
Congratulations.
That's absolutely right. We were worried that people forgot. It was far, you know, it was only the second Random Fact. But you got it. Congratulations.
And we really appreciate it, yes. And you spared everybody a long trip to Libya.
Very nice.
For their national anthem. So thank you very much. You got a $10 gift card to Food Outlet coming up. And we already voted on Conundrum Possibilities, right?
Yes.
Good, then we'll agree. All right, at 7:35, I think we should go back to Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Looking at a nice cluster of storms right on the Alabama-Mississippi line that is sliding eastward. That could be a player later on in the day. For now, things are quiet. And that stationary front that is stretched across South Alabama will be the focus for showers and storms later on today, scattered to numerous by the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, look for partial sunshine, high temperature in the lower 90s, mid-70s for a low tonight, very humid in the overnight hours. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, and by that I mean, you know, widely scattered storms, most towns staying dry, a good bit of sunshine, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, heat index into triple digits, a standard summer day. Then it gets a little more complicated. We'll be watching clusters of storms that late Friday night could enter the state and move southeastward, could be even in the wee hours of Saturday morning could get a little noisy, and we'll be watching that situation carefully. These clusters of storms that we call in the business MCSs. All right. Then on Sunday we're back to a reasonable number of storms, 30%, which is a summertime normal. So you know, rain chances are high today, down tomorrow, up on Saturday, and down again on Sunday. Right now, calm winds, a few scattered clouds, temperature 74 at 736.
Science strikes again. They have come up with benchmarks in dating. How much time has to pass before you'll do certain things in front of the other person?
As far as...
Okay. Are you talking about, like, farting in front of your mate?
Yeah, that's one of the things on the list. In fact, it takes 9 months before you get to that point in a relationship.
Not for everybody.
Oh.
Okay.
Was yours shorter?
Let's get Eric on the line.
Well, I can, you know, I can see how it could be a deal. Not very romantic, is it? Okay. So we have that coming up. We have the new Lay's flavors. The whole list, there's 8 new flavors. I didn't think it was possible. There's 8 new flavors of chips coming. It is crazy. And that's just ahead as well. We got Fox Business. And then we'll be right back. Later on, we'll give away a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. And Jay and Emily will tell you more in a moment.
Network. The Justice Department wants to step up its appeal of the decision that allowed AT&T to buy Time Warner Inc. The government opposed the deal, but the judge hearing the case dismissed those concerns. The two companies have closed their merger, but still are keeping some units separate until the legal issues are settled. Japan's Kobe Steel has been indicted by prosecutors in Tokyo, accused of false inspections on products shipped to airplane makers, car companies, and nuclear power plants. No safety problems have been detected. Europe's Ryanair is canceling up to 300 flights in the middle of next week because of a planned pilot strike. The airline is contacting 50,000 passengers to give them time to reschedule or receive a refund. The pilots are demanding improved pay and working conditions. The Dow was up 79 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped a fraction. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Ball. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st. There'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Better internet, better prices, better hurry. Wow, Internet 100 is just $19.99 a month when bundled with TV for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Sign up for this offer today to get a free DVR and a premium channel all on Wow's fastest 1 gig network. It's the better deal you've been waiting for.
Call 855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com. Switch to WOW now. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look what all I got up at the Outlet Mall. That dress is ugly as homemade thin. I wish Hee-Haw was still on television. You gotta watch Nashville. You gotta watch Justified. You gotta read 50 Shades of Grey. I love Obama. I hate Obama. Paul Ryan's kinda sexy. Lord have mercy. They've discontinued my China pattern. Are you shitting me? Well, don't get your panties in a wad. My bra and panties always match. The best way to not get pregnant is to hold an aspirin between your knees. Did you eat yet? South Carolina has the best barbecue.
North Carolina has the best barbecue.
Oh, Tennessee has the best barbecue.
Did your lard ass eat the last moon pie?
Ew, this tea's unsweetened.
Good manners are never out of style.
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Excuse you.
Ew, somebody pouted.
Quit acting ugly. I'm about to jerk a knot in your tail.
If you don't stop crying, I'm gonna give you something to cry about.
I've quit smoking. I'm gonna start to patch.
That darn patch is expensive.
I'm gonna start to patch again soon.
Let's go shopping in Atlanta.
Let's go to Daytona.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
I was having so much fun tailgating, I didn't even make it to the game.
I control the daylights out of a baton.
You better watch out for the police.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You're not hanging another deer in my house.
Will you bait my hook?
It's hot as Hades. They got deviled egg plates on sale up at Walmart.
I'm ill as a hornet.
He's happier than a dog with two
You're not mashing the right button.
Why am I in charge of the class reunion?
That woman's nutty as a fruitcake.
I'll be right back. I gotta go tinkle.
Bye! If y'all need anything, just holler at me.
You'll have time to tinkle during Fox News coming up. Here's a question. Want to talk about music for a minute?
Sure.
What is it?
Oh.
That's,
There you go.
A lyric. I actually don't have a fast answer for that one. What was the bomb he dropped earlier today? That
The news bulletin. Save the state. Repeating the bulletin just in.
Mm-hmm. So from loudersound.com, is anybody collecting vinyl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Collecting.
I mean, you guys never retain anything I share.
What?
Like, did you not? The text message I sent last night.
I didn't see the text message.
In the group text message?
I didn't see a group text message. I was sleeping.
What? No, what was the...
I saw like a radio or something.
There's a
record player and records.
Oh, your entertainment area.
Yeah, the listening room.
The listening room.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you.
Usually in... you're going to be newlyweds, but in about 5 or 10 years, the listening room is where you'll be lecturing him on what he's got to do to shape up or shit. I'm not painting a grim picture of marriage. I'm not. I'm just making a joke, which apparently wasn't very funny.
But that was.
According to loudsound.com, these are the top albums that you should have if you listen to music on vinyl. And on the list, I never understood the whole Quadrophenia thing, the Who album from the 70s. There wasn't a whole lot of great music on that. Night at the Opera by Queen is on the list. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Hotel California by the Eagles. Would you like to hear the top five using our fabulous countdown system?
Sure.
Yeah. Number five.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay.
You were here, Jay, but Emily and Rich were not when we had the piano tuner.
I was not. I mean, I was working here at the time, but right. That was in the afternoon, and I wasn't.
And we lost that show because of lightning strike. It was one of the most fascinating guests we've ever had. He did a whole afternoon show with us. Can't I remember the guy's name.
And he does what for a living?
He was a piano tuner, and he was the piano tuner for the Beatles.
Really?
And the stories he had to tell. If you, which is the album cover? Where there is it? Let It Be, where they're walking across the crosswalk in Paul's.
No, that's
the,
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Yeah. Duh. Pardon me.
That's okay.
And if you look at the cover of Abbey Road, there's a Volkswagen parked facing the camera.
Oh yeah, I have it, yeah.
That's his car.
I have it.
So he was in the studio with them virtually during, because he had to keep the pianos tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to America, I think, because it was just, he had so many great stories to tell. Stuff you won't even get in books, you know, just good behind the scenes, how it really was kind of stuff. And you know who booked that guy for me? Mommy the Swami.
Hmm.
Because
I think we still have that episode somewhere.
Who? Really? If you could find that.
Because we used it as a replay a few times, and I think I still have that somewhere.
I'll give you a dollar.
I'll give you a fresh new Werther's original.
I just got a $500 electric bill.
I'll give you a dollar.
And then next week, I'll give you the biggest piece of steak out of the three that I got. If you'll find that.
I have to do some searching.
Was it REO Speedwagon that had an album called You Can Tune a Piano, but you can't tune a fish?
I believe it was them, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that's another group that Styx toured with, but I was not with them when they did that.
Number four.
I agree with this one. Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones, 1971.
Yep.
But why that ranks behind...
Number three.
Live and Dangerous by Thin Lizzy.
You're kidding me.
That's a
really?
One.
That's surprising.
Stop it.
Really, that's a one-hit wonder.
Number two.
Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Do you know that, I wish I had a picture of it, I made a reproduction of that album cover on a wall in my living room. I was very good at reproductive art, well, I don't think that's the right term. I was very good at doing scale art, where you, if there's something you want to paint, you draw a graph over it, and then you redraw to scale graphs on the wall in light pencil and then paint it. I got a picture of it too, and I'll show it to you. If one day one of you guys are over the house to say, get out the Rubbermaid tub, my garage door I put on the board, I painted on the border on the front of it, and it was perfect.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that. I would like to see that. That's pretty cool.
In fact, I invented a lot of what I did along the way.
The Eagles album.
But my neighbors hated it, not because it looked garish, but people used to come by our street all the time to look at it because everybody had heard about it.
That's. I wonder who did that album cover.
I don't know, but that was kind of an original piece of art, actually, sort of an abstract. It was really cool. All right, that was number two, and guess what?
And number one.
Back in Black by AC/DC, the number one vinyl album. This, again, according to loudersound.com. Well... that was fascinating.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg. You're welcome.
I don't appreciate lists that tell me movies or not movies, but music that there's here. This you should own this.
Right.
The only reason subjective. I appreciate these lists is because they kill time and they give us something to chit chat about for a little bit. That's all, Mr. Sandman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hi. Well, I can go through a whole list of mattresses I have. It takes about 30 minutes. kill a lot of time. Yeah.
There you go. I use my countdown system if you like.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do ask us what's our favorite, what's the best seller we have. And it changes from week to week and month to month. You know, one mattress, one week we'll sell a whole bunch of, and then the next week we won't sell any of it, but we'll sell a whole bunch of something else. And it just changes, so there's really no one mattress that's our best seller, except a little bitty cheap thing. We sell hundreds of those, but that's people who just want a little bitty cheap twin mattress.
What do you sleep on?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on the couch right now, but I sleep on a Scandinavian It's a very nice latex and memory foam mattress. It's actually called the Sandman.
That's interesting. Well, of course.
But it was named that long before I existed. They were making it for years and years. But it is a fabulous mattress. It's one of my upper end. But we have Restonic mattresses in my house. We have some Jameson. So we have, all sorts of good mattresses available. We have the Serta and the Eye Comforts. And the Bellagio, which are just like the Eye Comforts, but I'm allowed to discount those. Got lots and lots of mattresses. Everything from decent and inexpensive. I've got a queen set I'm doing right now for $499 that is a big, fat, thick one that the brand new in the bag. And we've got three or four of those left, and I'm trying to clear those out because I've got a truckload of stuff coming next week. Need to make room for just whatever you need, whether it's king. We've got some California kings. I got a California king set up. Two twin long bases from Serta, California king length, and a memory foam, a really thick, nice memory foam mattress for $14.99 for all of it, which is a savings of probably around $1,200-$1,400 off what it should sell for. So we've got three of those to sell, and I've got some full-size adjustable bases, true full-size available at a bargain price. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen, or in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, across from the Dollar General next to the Citco station. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We appreciate you, sir.
Okay, and I can kill more time if you want me to.
Oh, we'll finish the bludgeoning ourselves, but thanks.
Okay. All right, see y'all later. Bye.
All right, we have to wake up the listeners out of their melees, their post-political melees.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Yes?
Because I'm already getting fired up thinking about it. I want to put two floor lamps in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. A floor lamp, meaning it stands on a base.
You got my attention now.
You are unbelievable.
I'm going to explain this very quickly because I know that not everybody likes to hear the sound of my voice, me included. But we're gonna get this longer dresser and put a television on it, yes. And then there's space on either side of the dresser thing to have floor lamps. Like there's space there, not that needs to be filled, but there's that would be perfect for two nice floor lamps. Eric says, we already have a lamp in the bedroom. Why do we need two more lamps? That's too many lamps. Mm-hmm. Because we have an overhead light.
Right.
And we have the bedside table lamp.
Did you use the overhead light, though?
That's the thing. I don't always like to use the overhead light. Like, if I'm cleaning or something, but I like more, I don't want to say mood lighting, but a little softer.
I agree. The overhead light can be harsh. A little harsh.
Yeah.
So, why is it wrong to have a total of three lamps in the bedroom?
The three lamps, and that counts the overhead or no?
No, that's just the bedside table lamp and then the two floor lamps that would flank the television and the dresser.
Not a problem at all. I don't see any... size of the room probably matters, but I don't know what the size of the room is, but I don't think that's overdoing it at all.
I don't either. And then he said, well, because I gave a couple of scenarios. I was like, what if Kira's over and she's got some friends spending the night and they're like, in the front part of the house or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we want to read or something and just relax in the bedroom or something. He's like, well, then we turn on the overhead light. And I was like,
no, it's too much.
Yeah, no. I agree with you on that.
Kind of got to go against you on that one, Eric. Sorry.
Eric.
I have an overhead lamp and I have... Or an overhead, I have the ceiling fan lights.
Yeah. Right.
And then I have two lamps at either, what are they called, nightstands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two lamps on the nightstands. And then I have one more that is in the dresser under the, it shines down on the mirror. You can't actually see the light, but it comes down.
So this is a conversation, air quotes, that we've been having this week. And then last night I moved the console record player and he came home and I was like, what do you think about it here? And he said, it looks good. You know what it needs? I said, what? And he said, a lamp on either side. I was fired up.
Oh,
anyway, so there's the domestic Emily moment.
Cruising.
As you age, you'll appreciate darkness.
That's the most morbid thing.
It's not, though.
It's the way
he
said it, too. Darkness.
He's true. I would love to get some blackout curtains for that bedroom, because, yeah.
On a related lamp note, remind me later to ask you an Alexa question, because I got two new plugs that are Wi-Fi plugs.
Okay.
And I have to.
Yes.
I need a tutoring session on how to use those with Alexa. Alexa.
And yeah, maybe this will get the audience
Anita.
Going. We got biscuits tickets. Maybe this will get the audience to call in. We got biscuits tickets, you know.
Biscuits tickets!
For the game tonight if they want to go, or they can go to Saturday, Millennial Night. Yeah.
You know what
I want? I throw out the first pitch.
You know what I've... Millennial Night. That's such a great idea.
Yeah, get something for free, Millennial Night.
I still like the idea of handing out binkies.
Binkies? It's my binky.
I'm tempted to go. I almost have this desire within to do this conundrum. We kind of launched it last week, and then we got distracted, and we had 8,000 political ads, and we couldn't get to it. But it's about the last time we panicked about something. And one in four people say this was the cause, the last time I felt panicky. You think we can do that one? Do you think we can get it going?
No.
You don't think the audience will...
No.
Is it because of the heat?
No.
Well, then, what's the reason?
You guys suck.
Oh. Begging your pardon, then. Let me take a moment and thank James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. These guys are brilliant people. They have a company called Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, which is truly a combination workshop and place of invention. Last night at Bomb Hour, I was talking to somebody about some of the very customized type of work they do for people who are trying to work through a situation where they've got limited mobility for a period of time, or somebody who's come back from the hospital after a tough surgery to make sure that the house does not have potential dangers in it, to make it safely accessible, so that the person can continue recovering from the surgery or a car accident, whatever the case may be, at minimal risk. This is what they do. They know how to go into a place and assess it and say, all right, we got to move this, take this out, we need a ramp here, perhaps some padding, those types of things, so that somebody can safely recover at home once they're out of the hospital. And they've handled a whole range of clients, our wounded heroes coming from serving our country overseas and elsewhere, who have been injured. They need, in many cases, a specialized or a customized approach to wellness. The whole idea, to restore choices. Sometimes the time frame is longer. Their job is to restore them as quickly as possible so people can re-empower themselves and get back to living the most normal life possible. That's what they do. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do for not only the folks here in the River Region, but thousands across the southeastern United States. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I believe we had some misinformation on that accident, Highway 14.